Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries as we come your way proclaiming, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? I want to encourage you to stay tuned to today's message by my father, Brother Hardy. He'll be ministering a beautiful sermon entitled, The Name Above All Names. The name of Jesus Christ the Lord. He's no longer just the babe of Bethlehem or the man of Galilee or the lowly Nazarene. Neither is he even the crucified Christ on the cross, but the risen Lord of glory. I'll be back to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, The Name Above All Names. And now let's join Brother Hardy for the message.
For David is not ascended into heaven, for he saith himself, The Lord said unto my Lord. There's two lords here. Sit thou at my right hand until I make thy foes thy footstool. The greatest verse, the greatest things that Peter ever spoke is the 36th verse. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly. Therefore let all the house of Faith Tabernacle know assuredly. Let all the house of Baltimore, Maryland, and Maryland, and the whole East Coast, and all of America, and all of the nations, let all of the world assuredly know this, that God has made this same Jesus, who you just called him as the babe, as the boy. How many say amen? As the man, as the carpenter, as the rabbi, master, teacher, as a false prophet, as a blasphemer, of just a man of Nazareth, just the mock king of the Jews. Know this assuredly, that God has made the same Jesus whom you crucified both Lord and Christ. What is Jesus' name? The Lord Jesus Christ. The name above every name. You see, Christ was his divine name. That's why Peter said he raised up the Christ. Because the Christ meant the anointed Son of God. And when he declared him Lord, from that day on, none of God's people ever addressed anybody else as Lord. Because Jesus said, call nobody your master, and don't cry to nobody but me your Lord. And in 1 Corinthians 8:6 says there may be lords many and gods many, but unto us there's one God the Father, and there is one Lord, the Lord Jesus Christ. And in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, said one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, and one Spirit. I don't fool with any other lords but the Lord. I don't call nobody Lord. Britain had had the scriptures to take it to the world. I failed that scripture because they made a whole system of rulers called lords and ladies. And they broke that scripture. The Oakland Declaration of the Silent Declaration or Hidden Declaration by Thomas to all of the saints. The open declaration of Peter at Caesarea Philippi, thou art the Christ, the divine Son of God, the living one. And from that moment on, they addressed nobody as Lord but the Lord Jesus. Read the church fathers. They burnt Polycarp at the stake because he wouldn't say Caesar was Lord. Somebody said to him, they believe in syncretism, the Romans. Do you know what syncretism means? You believe in all kind of gods. They had a god for everything. Read the history of the Greeks and Romans, how many gods they had. Zeus, Apollo, Mercury. And they said, go ahead, just say Lord, you're just adding him to another one. He said, there ain't no other ones. I ain't adding nothing. There's only one Lord. But he put him at the stake and made the wood there and had the fire. Said, your last chance. He said, say Caesar is Lord. He said, Jesus is Lord. Whoop! And they set it on fire. And tradition says that blood gushed out of him and put the flames out. Now the crowning verse about what's in the name. Philippians 2, 5 and 11. The apostle to all of the nations, the Gentiles, Paul. What does he have to say about this Jesus? What's in his name? What does he name him? This Jew, that was killing the Christians because they were saying he was just the Christ. Remember, he was knocked down on the road to Damascus? And a voice come out of heaven said, Saul! 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 His name was Saul then. God changed it to Paul. Why persecute me? Now, Paul knew this has to be God. This person speaking to him, claiming that he's persecuting him. And Paul's amazed. He's bewildered. How am I persecuting you, God? He says in his heart. He said, who art you? What? Lord! Who are you, Lord, that I'm persecuting? And the Lord, the risen Jesus, the Christ, said, Jesus. Oh, my God. Paul said, I'm in trouble now. Help me, Jesus. But God said, you did it in ignorance. You didn't know. I saved you for this day. You're a chosen vessel. I'm going to use that zeal that won't back down. Huh? And I'm going to send you to the Gentiles. I'm going to deliver you from the people. See, God didn't deliver Jesus from the people, but he did deliver Paul until he finished his mission. And Paul immediately went and preached Christ. What do you think he preached? The babe of Bethlehem, man of Galilee, the Nazarene, the rabbi, or even just Christ Jesus? Let's see. I don't know if the Lord can contain me on this. Philippians 2, 5, 11. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. See, from now on, he either says Christ Jesus or the Lord Jesus Christ. The anointed Son of God, he says. Now, who is this anointed Son of God, this anointed Son of God? What's in the name? He said, this is the person who being in the form of God. What does that mean? How many knows what being in the form of God means? How many knows what the word form means? It does not mean shape. It means essential essence, the nature. Who was in the nature of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, the Father, because he had the same nature. But what kind of a mind should I have? Made himself of no reputation. All these other people and ministers trying to make a reputation. Jesus didn't, and he had every right because he was equal with the Father. And took upon him the form of servant, the essence and the nature of the servant. Jesus came not to serve himself, but he came to serve mankind. When he washed his disciples' feet at the Last Supper, he said, you call me Lord and Master, and I washed your feet, and you're to do the same thing. You are to serve. The lowest menial job of a slave, here the word is doulos, a bond slave, the lowest form of slaves. There's a whole bunch of words for servants and slaves, but this is the lowest. We're to have the same mind to empty ourselves, get rid of that stuff, empty their self, not to be served. Jesus said, the Son of Man has not come to be ministered unto, but to minister unto and give his life a ransom for many. He came to serve mankind. Okay, and was made in the likeness of man. Hey, just like man, except that he wasn't sinful. And being found in the fashion of the word here, we get the English word scheme. Who knows what the word scheme is? You have a scheme when you redecorate your home. You have a scheme when you're doing a garden. Do you have a scheme when you go in the garden? You just throw flowers everywhere. Do you know that you plant them the way that they, bloom? So you can have something blooming all year. He was in a scheme. He was just like us, full humanity. Being found in the scheme of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient. The servant's perfect obedience. His master said, you're going to have to die. He humbled himself and said, I'll die. He said, not only that, but you shall even die the death of the cross, the accursed. So here he is, Jesus the accursed, hanging on a cross. That's what the Jews stumbled over. How can anybody be accursed, be the Messiah and Lord? Paul had to reveal that in Galatians. He had to hang on a tree, cursed that he's hanging on a tree, that he might deliver them that are under a curse. In other words, he was reckoned a sin that he might save the sinful. He had to be reckoned a curse that he might deliver those that were under the curse. Doing those things Wherefore, you know what wherefore means here in the ninth verse? Because he did all of those things, humbled himself, and made himself a bond slave, obedient even to the death of the cross. This is what his Father done for him. Wherefore God has highly exalted him. And the word highly means super duper. He didn't stick him on a throne in the corner. I'm trying. You pray. Scott, pray. I can hold it in here. And given him a name which is above every name. Now remember, he already had the name of the babe of Bethlehem and the name that I quoted all of them down the line. The name which is above it, every name. That at the name of Jesus, at the name that now he possesses, that God gave him, after he had been man 33 and a half years, after he died and was buried and then raised, and now sitting on the right hand of the Father, he gave him a name. That at the name of Jesus, this new name he gave him, every knee should bow and every tongue of things in heaven and things under the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess the new name, that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of the Father. And every time you say Lord Jesus Christ, you are glorifying the Father and recognizing the name. God don't want you to go around saying Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He wants you to go around saying Lord or Lord Jesus or the whole title Lord Jesus Christ. Because when you go to a devil and say, come out in the name of the Lord, he don't know there's a lot of lords.
Amen. What a powerful and inspirational message by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the name above all names. I believe that you're rejoicing in your spirit as you realize that Jesus is now the risen Lord of glory. He's not the babe of Bethlehem. He's not the lowly Nazarene. He's not even the Christ on the cross. And thank God he's not the Jesus in the tomb. But he is the Lord Jesus Christ. And his name has been exalted above every name, that at the name of Jesus the Christ, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. If he's Lord of your life, I know that you want to have a copy of this message for your personal cassette library. It is available in its entirety on both audio cassette and CD. For your love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more, please request offer number 307T for the audio tape. And request offer number 307 CD for the CD. For the message, the name above all names, enclose your love gift of at least $10 or more to R.G. Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Attention, Christian friends. Are you blessed by the inspiring messages that you hear on the radio program each day? Well, if you're not already a member of the Faith is Action family, we would like to send you a copy of our monthly publication, Faith is Action, in which we include inspiring messages and teachings like the one you heard on the radio program today. All you have to do is write in for your free copy, request Faith is Action magazine, and write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. You will be blessed by the timely messages and inspirational teachings of the Faith is Action magazine. Write for yours today.